But I know, so we touched on doing the training exercise for rescuers.
Specifically for extreme bikers, for example. Also a Bose sponsored beer pig roast camping weekend. The other one was music. Okay, so the music department was either having a band together practicing in the space, because the space at Vancouver Hills Collegiate Institute is crap, or just having even high schoolers who are really interested and gung-ho about music but don't have a space to do it in, and their parents are like, you can't do this in the garage anymore, rah, 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 etc.
Now the thing would be is like, now we have to find parents who are as okay as your grandparents were about you coming to the barn. Mm-hmm. How much of a, I'm actually interested, like the local perception, like for me, I'm an insider, right?
Yeah, so you don't see it.
My
grandparents were better with you than they were with, like, say, Michael McKillop. My grandmother was fine with everyone. My grandfather was the one who was a bit of a hard ass.
Mm.
And very, very, very homophobic.
But actually, yeah, I had no issues with, yeah. But I definitely want to make sure that, you know, our image, actually, there's a lot of ideas on what, you know, the conceptions people may have, but.
I generally tended to stay away from them because I knew you guys. Well, I know you guys, I should say.
That's true. And from the get-go, really, eh?
Honestly.
You were the first person I met when I moved here, pretty much. You were the first one to actually visit my place with your leopard costume way back.
Yes, your dad is so fond of reminding me.
He's always doing that story.
Did you know, and it's sweet. I think it's absolutely, absolutely sweet.
Just be prepared for the next, you know,
40, 50 years.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. The story's up.
Yeah. No, that doesn't bother me in the least.
And I want to show you the social network, actually, that we've built.
I've seen it. It's very similar to Facebook. I'm a little leery about that because you can get sued.
It's open source. But no, the thing, we didn't make it. There's a developer crew.
Okay.
It's just a mod and it's a skin that we're using.
Okay.
But open source and everything's been.
Maybe even changing the color from blue and white to like green and white, for example.
That's something I'm going to be implementing because there's a branding, like the green and white barn. But that as a network, say you want to organize a party or you want to talk to friends, or what we're trying to do is build up the TWAN network of open-minded individuals. Some people are, you know, even have their own businesses that we would link to in there.
I think Bose would definitely be a good one from the area. Maybe even, I'm trying to think if you can hook yourself up with, like, maybe the Arbor Gallery, for example, if you wanted to have artists who wanted to have, like, a larger venue, might be a good idea. Like, I mean, there are so many local treasures here that I think it would be a very good idea, very advantageous to try and bring it all together, if possible, if there's a way to make it mesh.
Well, see, like, obviously, you know, whoever's cool with what we do, I would definitely partner with us. Like, oh, you're a cool restaurant, you like what I'm doing? Cool, you're not offended by the human body? Okay, good. You won't burn homosexuals? Great. All right, well, then you're the type of person I will associate with and, you know, recommend to my, you know, sphere of friends. So, and I mean the art, I mean the business, I mean, in here.
Brett, for example, is someone, and Christy Wilson are two local artists, well, I don't know how local they are anymore, but growing up local artists anyway, that I think they could put up a really good show, for example.
Yeah, actually, that would be a good idea. Brett owes me a charcoal painting, and I want to actually show him the nice painting that I got.
The pen and ink I did? Yeah. But, I've got my next piece that I want to work on. It's going to be an acorn, but instead of just a regular acorn, it's going to have the imprint of a tree inside of the bell of it.
Okay, yeah.
And
that's pretty cool.
I'm thinking of doing that in oil pastel.
By the way, I will. Yeah. Well, actually, well, I mean. Yeah, actually, that's true. But yeah, for sure, you know, having a photo studio and our own studio, period, in the house extension is a great idea. The space can be good for seminars, workshops, speakers. One thing I'd actually like to get going is, you know how there's an oral tradition in September. You have a campfire and there's a story.
Oral tradition, yes.
You know?
I took university. I studied First Nations people.
Well, I don't want to get, you know, say, it doesn't matter who the background is, but heck, if we could get a Native American, but, you know, heck, I would be like, hey, Phil, you know, I want you to, you know,
yes.
tell stories. And
yes.
But around the campfire and having that kind of format, workshops, there's tons of workshops. Oh.
I would love, in the middle of the night, having an Edgar Allan Poe recital.
Mm.
That would be cool. That would be very, very cool.
Because
it's just the right setting for it to be a little creepy, a little
do
eerie.
Do it in the fall in the forest?
Yes, exactly.
Middle
either
forest.
In the forest or even in the loft itself and just like...
Mm.
That'd
be cool.
That's
a hike, yeah, no, Edgar Allan Poe,
mm-hmm. Have you seen TNG's Q?
Mm-hmm.
He does quote the Raven. He does an amazing recital of it, and it's like... The filming is like right up against his face with a light shining up, so it's really eerie just to look at in the first place.
Okay.
And he does such a good job. He is so passionate about it.
That's another thing. Actually, he's doing videos like the zombie movie idea.
Yeah, that I'm actually kind of looking forward to.
Yeah.
Kevin said there was a couple people who live in the area that he's pretty sure he can contact, and they would be interested in it. So.
Okay. And I need to find makeup people. I need to get wardrobe. I already have, I got two directors, actually, who I can get, but...
I know, I just took a first aid course, and one of the trainers I had, he dressed up as a zombie one year, and he did a really good job, because he had, like, thick skin grafts that he could use and stuff like that. Like, he had really good, high-quality zombie-making stuff. And like it looked like there were bone protruding out, like actual bones protruding out, and they were just flat on.
Okay.
So
nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Use those in the background shots, have something a bit more complicated in the foreground.
Rather than just like some white, black, and red.
Mm-hmm.
And walk stumbly like.
Mm. I went as a zombie this went for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And I had put some prosthetic stuff. And anyways, everyone really liked it. But I did it such that it looked like my nose had this big hole in it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a picture on Facebook of it.
I don't have Facebook.
No problem. The only reason I'm there is the network.
Yeah, well, which is smart and healthy for what you're doing. I'm just anti-Facebook.
Yeah. Well, everything you put out there is seen.
It's always there.
When you're a public individual like me, whatever I put out, because I am already under the eyes, like, whatever, I guess I'll go with it. I have to be proud of what I'm doing, and I don't care what
you should be proud of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, I can understand someone, you know, it's like, you're, everything you say is being archived, and everything you're doing, so
really, really bad ones, like the boy and his dog, that is terrible, absolutely
heard
terrible.
A little bit about that.
It's also a book.
Pokefest.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So Pokefest, post-apocalyptic, and then movie festivals, of course, I'm going to do so. Where, at the barn, like
a D&D
game?
No.
Actually, I would do barn.
Baldur's Gate as a multiplayer game.
Oh, right.
One person takes each character and just go at her.
Yeah, but actually, would you guys be up for a D&D?
Already in the campaign.
You're already in one, eh?
Been in a campaign and
people doing that?
Most chances are there might be some people that already have videos of it, which you can just get some ideas from how they've done it, and maybe do it, enhance it.
Enhance it, okay.
Everything's been done.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, but that's why I can't feel bad about not having an original idea, because it's like, you know what, just do it better or, you know, the next level.
Put a new little spin on it.
But yeah, I haven't seen a D&D movie, like same with the zombie movie, there's probably a lot left for Dead tributes, but my zombie story I think was a kick
zombie
ass.
Zombie movies, I think there need to be less because you could actually have like
you know, a weapon to shoot people as opposed to, you know, lightning bolt.
Well, it's apocalyptic LARPing, kind of yeah. Well, you know what?
You can still have a melee weapon aspect and stuff, obviously. But,
yeah, limit the players on how many bullets they have.
Well, that's easy. You only give them so many beams.
Exactly.
You know?
I was thinking, anyways, like, making a forum, like, oh, shit. That's a donation.
Your pants.
Yeah. But, doing, the forum, like, I've got my own social network, so if people want to plan a movie or to be part of a project, I'm going to be putting stuff up there soon for sure.
No, I would think the post-apocalyptic Fallout style would take some preparation, though, because you would have to, like, set up objects in certain areas, you know, to, like, work with the whole idea of what you want to do with it.
A little bit, yeah. But you just go out in an afternoon, throw some stuff out on the property, like...
Getting down there. I don't know if there's... Is there any...
people, like, bring your own survival stuff, but, like, limit, you know, what's in your pockets, only one bag per team or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah, and, like, okay, like, limit to, like, how far you can wander. Well,
like, you can only have so many weapons to start or whatever, or... Then you need to put boundaries on the property.
Yeah.
But that would go for anything.
Troll,
when you have Chip in here, we're trying to figure out when the next event is. He'll think about it.
Well, not March.
No. Mom's birthday is in March. Oh, by the way, you guys want to swing by? We're going to
have a depends on when we're going down to your parents' place for the, your dad's birthday.
Right. It has to be a weekend I'm not with Connor.
My dad's birthday? Oh, my mom is March
28th. No, I need for Lance.
Oh, yeah.
So that was every year.
But we can make it on, the first weekend or something.
Yeah.
But, and I would say,
you can always just send out emails and everything come out with a date.
Would it be something where maybe if I did volunteer, I'd pass to your place or not for a week?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah, we have enough.
Because that would be just not sponsoring that, but also like, I would start finding the construction, because maybe, like,
well, usually they hire professional scalpers for
putting the stage
on. Right. No, I don't want to do that. Yeah.
But there's plenty of other jobs.
Yeah.
And you volunteer for this.
stuff for free. That's
what's
pretty
the
sweet.
What's like that Tim's a part of for the free couching crash?
Just
yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. As an idea.
Oh, we could say, hey, actually, that would be good for the barn, maybe.
Yeah, for the barn.
Yeah,
well,
just be like...
As far as I'm concerned, it's for free accommodation.
Well, no, we could do the accommodations free if you sleep on the couches, but you have to have a meal.
Yeah.
Free couch.
And not just that, but word of mouth, then.
Yeah.
Would work that way.
Okay, so, because, I mean, you know what, accommodations, we could make it where you pay your ground fee, and if you sleep on the couch. Or, see, I would still want campers and stuff to come.
Yeah,
but,
well, I'm just thinking, like, if you want a way to work it out around, Tim's met a lot of really good open people with set websites.
Okay.
And,
Now, Tim has, he has been to the bar, right?
I would assume
yeah.
so.
Yeah,
he went to Jeff's bachelor party.
Yeah,
so.
No, that's it, that's it. No, no, I remember I gave him a tour and I was talking to him.
I don't know what's going on with this. Cause it's usually in the car. A couple of lights flash whenever I...
Tear down is a sad thing.
It is.
Don't cry. I want a perpetual party. If I can do it,
we've done that before at 180. It was a line that lasted just for months and months and months and months and months. But just people lived on the couches. Well, it was a land, basically.
Not the same kind of land.
Your computer has all kinds of gear.
No, not the same kind of land, but a type of land. Because people just lived there and then got up and played video games all day and then eventually went to sleep and then got up and played video games all day.
I don't remember those days.
You were not there. You were just left here.
Okay. But I did the holy strike first year university. Yeah, it's really going back to the
yeah. Or
this is,
live with it. Which is
would say 2001 would be the beginning.
Okay. Yeah, it's my first year right. I would have been in Ottawa. I remember going to at least once.
Yeah.
I know not for the game thing,
but just for hanging out. Yeah.
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 I don't remember what the event was. Right, maybe Canada Day.
Canada Day.
By the way, reminder, Canada Day.
Oh, you're in the party?
Your place being your parents' place?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is your place now.
I got lots of places. I'm no
place. Right. Hakamaki's camera.
Technically, it's mine.
Technically.
No, technically, it's we were your parents' place.
Yeah,
yeah,
no,
but
not. But what? Large magnet.
Are you
setting
enough?
Oh,
I see.
I
thought
you
said,
but not for long. Yeah, exactly.
Well, hey, we're all mortal, right?
So yeah, that's true, but you don't want
to
define.
No, I don't mean
it's that. Quantity of mine.
Oh, did you check it right here? Okay, do you need help? And carrying your stuff?
Hey, Wolf.
Well, she drops that in a service, so, you know.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
I always have
monitors are hard enough, you know, it's like,
yeah.
But computers, yeah, it's like, yeah, no way.
Oh,
you
thank you,
that make
my day.
You know what? When you only live on a laptop and clothing, moving is cheap. True. Like, you know, just having very little physical possessions. One homemade.
You might want to yearn for permanence.
You build up a family and friends.
In your head.
So, Matthias.
Yep.
How long have you been here? Can I bring this back with you, too? And Rob?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, probably.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for making this.
I'm actually
an awesome
taking
event.
The table out. That's why.
Yeah. I mean,
Scrolls, like, huge.
Well, for all
of
you, man, I mean, seriously,
yeah.
Oh,
shit,
sorry.
Well, no, please be
ready. Yeah, to,
Okay.
Ah!
This table.
I am attempting it.
Well, that's me.
Pull up your feet.
These two are also definitely on a lot of the tables. Physically.
Hey!
Crazy amounts of chips.
I didn't realize my bed.
No one you spell on the floor or at me.
Okay. I didn't want to make a mess, but I forgot the clearance of my hoodie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, I got at least half a foot. Nope.
Well, when you do it that way, it looks like you're smiling.
Adler, well,
Adler. It's great to see what's happening right in the line.
Yes.
No, it's a trivia game. Well, there you go. I mean,
So
what do you think of the setup? I would have Trivia Jack, Buzz, all those type things on the big screen so people can, like,
you know, 10 players on one screen kind of thing.
Like,
I don't think you can have that many in one screen.
The projector? We were playing Wii would be great.
Well, but most of those games run with four players.
Yeah, but no, Buzz is an eight-player game, and it's basically it's watching a TV show, and you have one Buzz.
How can that be eight-player? No, everyone has
a buzzer, like it's remote, right? They have eight remotes, and I think basically eight remotes for this one game.
Yeah.
Everyone holds the remote and looks at the TV like it's a game show.
Yeah.
You can really
I thought that was only like four-player, right?
No, I'm pretty sure it's just for a Buzz. Well, we can wiki for you. Yeah.
But,
Okay, main stage with the projector, we have
we'll talk about
Buzz, we have that. What was that game again? Eric, you're calling
about Jack?
You don't know.
No, I get the
yeah.
Oh, that extra.
Yeah, four people. We didn't
mind
But then at the other end of the barn was the old TV, the old console. And then in the middle, we would have the people who are the new ones. So
basically,
we throw it out and
play the
car. Okay. All right, let's do it.
It's right now.
Or do you want to come upstairs? I think there was.
Yeah, we're picking up food and bringing it all over there.
Okay.
I was thinking just to hold up next door.
Hey, okay, Lisa.
You taking off?
Yep.
All right, well, hey, thanks for being here.
I need a look for that.
Contributions to the cause. Very awesome. Where's the phone book?
Online phone book.
Well, okay, we're good. Here you go.
Have a good evening.
Yes.
Cheers, adios. All right. You figure out what our next game will be. Do you have Killing Swarm? Alien Swarm?
Yeah, we're playing Alien Swarm around the pastor Dave
and
Rob.
Wait.
Wait, no, it's that sport.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay. They're saying, okay, Rob and Dave are saying a little bit longer.
Okay, you know what? It's all request hour for music.
Yeah. I request no music.
Hey. Any videos you guys want to see?
Request no videos? What?
It's up to you guys. Like, Charles, he's putting his vote. I need the vote from everyone. Well, no, we don't need the projector. We just need music.
Well, music videos usually involve a video component.
Oh, I could, if you guys want. Wait, and then I'll turn the projector on. You guys want that?
I was going to say, look.
I'm going to say, we're all running around packing up here.
Yeah,
you
have
to.
Christian environment. I can't finish Christmas barbers. I have to come and roll my parents' head through them. By the way, camping with that thing.
Why don't you come? If I do my summer party, why don't you guys come? Yeah. Play at least.
Well, okay. Getting a week off for Christmas is gross. Has been trying to get a week off for this.
He'll play golf.
And I only have 2 weeks of vacation time.
Does it take that long for you to be gone?
Yeah, I know that feeling. That's why I'm not sure. Like, work that out in time. But yeah, I think the next land, or sorry, the land that's going to be taking place when it's warm enough with the wall. I think it would be an awesome setup. Definitely. Yeah. Hey, dude, would you want to help organize the land, the next one? Group? I mean, you, Rosa, and Colt did a great job this time around. Heck, Jeff should even be part of the committee.
Oh, Jeff was a part of the committee.
Yeah.
I know, well, that's it.
Just a silent partner.
We're just doing
it. I just felt her emails and offered to be back.
You know what? Well, Sean is technically my other committee as well.
Hence why I made sure if I was PCing anything about the house, I included her in it.
Yeah. Very good. She monitors her emails far more than I am. Yeah. So... She basically, if you need to get...
Everybody has the answers from her, but I don't want to...
She always forwarded it to me, though. She told me about what she had, so I mean...
Well,
if you want to make sure that I get something, make sure it goes to Sean.
Okay.
And they'd be like, okay. Like, yeah, we're going to build a structure, and it's like... Hey, man.
You got to include you.
Love that.
Hey, you love Connor, though.
I love the little guy. Want to fat little baby? He's
getting big,
dude.
Fat little
baby. He's like, yeah, he's got the big chubby teeth. Everyone talks about his teeth.
Good,
man.
There's a lot of good items that can trigger complications.
Okay, so this, actually that's something we can start building at the barn as much as, like I've got a whole bin of these legs. You basically get a piece of plywood and slap the legs on it. So I'm like, alright, I can build myself a lot of tables.
Yeah.
Happy things? Yeah. Little tables, dude. If you want to make a land, we need tables. Fuck you. Slap on some, some wood and shit. And then do you know how to get chairs? Oh, you know how to get chairs? Yeah. If you wanted to,
Once I got one, picking up on one
Hey, don't need your chairs or couches or...
Well, actually, you know what? Pick up trucks, one around
one
of
them.
The
other people I'll use the...
Please, I'll pay you...
Maybe fund the job or something.
Actually, yeah. Actually, shit, well, the thing we pick up is delivery driver.
Well, I've done that before. Heck, I helped Paul move. I brought some. I've done what I can. What I got.
And the only thing right now is if I could find someone to replace me in that role, control his life would be great because I haven't done my job at both. And I would start running the barn.
It dropped.
But.
That's good. It's like a creative sound of a,
Very good.
No, I've got the boys are doing everything for me. I've already packed myself up, so.
Well, you can probably accept your friend's
That's the one that's be better. Otherwise, I know where you live.
Yeah. I want to keep the ball rolling, so...
Agreed.
For sure, you'd be on board for another event.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is, I think, very, very successful so far. I didn't think it was going to be 27 people, which was one number that was bouncing around. I thought there was a little less.
With all the navies, it was, but at least you got 8 million total.
Yeah, and that's
that
for I actually.
I
don't know what the max Jim's were, but.
Yeah, I know. I put it back in the end. And I was like,
Gone either.
Yep.
Outside or?
Yeah, they're down stuff.
No, the basement gets the cool down. Especially one in the commercial.
It would be so easy to launch a spaceship.
Now the question is, for worldly aesthetic reasons, would you want to do it on the bright side or the dark side of the moon?
You'd probably want to be either or for spaceships, but for definitely if you're like any communications array to the rest of the solar system, you would have to be on the border between the two,
especially for. Because another reason I've heard, that actually the one that seemed like a serious idea that they actually wanted to go there for, was something like the Hubble telescope, having a, like, space telescope on the moon, because it has no atmosphere, so, like, they can see as well as they could in open space, and it would just be easier to, like, repair and manage.
Just getting to the moon and back, that's it. That's all we need. Well, we need a bigger international space station as the docking port, but...
I don't like the idea of having, like, an elevator, because there are too many things that could go wrong.
Oh, yeah. So a space elevator seems like a terrible
space elevator for freight.
No, it's a terrible idea. Like, I mean, so we constantly have things hitting Earth as is. They're tiny. But, I mean, something that small, hot, coming in, hitting a space elevator, could totally punch a hole and boom.
But your elevator would be just for the material. So you would bring people up there.
For new types of, like, something to replace the 747, they can literally just, you know, a plane launches from the ground, can fly up into space.
Okay.
Like, can make orbit from taking off from the runway.
Okay.
Like, they have a couple of sets of engines.
Well, that's what Virgin does.
But it could just, like, shoot. And it could be, you know, up here, down the other side of the world, a fraction of the time, a fraction of the fuel.
Oh, so
once you're made orbit, you just cut your engine drift for a few seconds, and then down you go.
Yeah, no, if you can get that going, man, the next 50 to 100 years, man.
And if it can make orbit, it can probably make it orbit.
They're going to be very interesting times.
Why?
It's a good time to be alive.
I don't have an entire conversation.
You still remember the old world? You
don't say
the
old world.
That's
all right.
That could still be like
that. I'm trying to decide what I'm going to
do. Because we still got a lot of shit to deal with here.
Fuck it, man. I don't want it in my life.
I would like it.
Not so much. I don't want to explain it to stop love or whatever. I don't want to
talk to the property.
Absolutely. Be well.
I'm going to have to use labels next party book.
Huh?
On the bag from the... something to talk about. But I didn't put any labels.
What?
Yeah. What? I heard that.
Yes,
always scheduling it.
Exactly. Well, I told her ahead of time when I talked to you about it. But she's off the book. She's in the middle of the night. She's in the middle of the
night. All right, well, we're going to do a land soon, so I'll
okay.
Turn on and end up taking a part of that carrier thing. That has a sort of that.
Okay.
Like having a big boxy thing, it just took up way too much space. Like
All
these is? These are his?
Three-hour period of just old tracks and trails.
but some of the stories, more just facts.
What?
Representation of his bike trip to Ottawa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, because this summer I'm going to go bike the bike to Kingston and then come back through with Matias. He gets here for a while and then either take the train or bike back.
Did you guys meet in the middle or you go all the way to Kingston?
Because it's difficult to coordinate trails when you've already left home and you don't have the internet.
Cell phone and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I want to actually meet up with. I will go to Houston, meet up with Matias, stay at the end.
Yeah.
Then we both come back together.
It's like, he goes to death, we go back, I go back.
Okay.
Well, one is back for some of us, one is back for the other.
I'd like to maybe organize a bike trip. Because Kingston, you could go up through Ottawa, I guess, on the bike trail. You have to, almost.
Well, yeah, it goes by Carlton Place. Like,
Carlton Place? Really?
Yeah, I bike from Carlton Place to Ottawa.
People from Ottawa could then meet us in Carlton Place. Because I wanted to get a bike party, so a Tim's gang, maybe, would be interested in biking
to Kingston.
Biking from Ottawa to the barn. So if we did Atlanta,
we could bike cross-country.
They do more downhillers.
Yeah, they really do. They're
extreme bike racing.
But
well, what is extreme? Extreme to them is going downhill and
jumps and
crashes. Yeah. This is an endurance run, though. Like
yeah.
Doing
not the same thing.
Yeah, but
if they're interested, yeah, but
yeah.
They usually not drive out to wherever they go.
Well, that's good. Because I would do the land as a green land, like eco. If it could be around like late April, Earth Day. It would be warm enough that you could have people outside and walk, and, you know.
Yeah.
But biking would be, you know, an option of day.
Humidity is something that would come for.
Well, those levels of humidity aren't...
Last summer was crazy.
Yeah, but April.
Yeah, April.
It's not hot as April. April. That's
even better.
Yeah, that's why I think...
Biking is with... all the gear necessary for land? No. Me, I'm going to step up and say, not going to fly.
Not with your stuff, I see you just carry.
Unless I do something where it's like, okay,
yeah.
Well, in that case, I'm not bringing computer stuff, so that goes to prove my point.
Or laptops and backpacks, like if you're padded in
It's still actually really not as scary for the long distance.
Like if we're going to do that, I'll just set up my extra computer for Matias that weekend. Because the thing is, I offered Matias, I said, if we're going to bring like sleeping bags, extra gear, food, whatnot, I can put my bike tray on and carry that stuff as well. Like, I want to get some side bags in the back bag.
Can you?
Yeah. Can you? So.
How long a bike trail is it from Ottawa to
Kingston?
Yeah.
Well.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. Can you do Kingston one day?
Yes, but... I would have
yeah,
to leave,
yeah.
Like,
from Ottawa, you know, you remember Alex?
Yeah.
He did it one day. And I'm faster. I think even though I'm long distance, he is.
Oh, shit, yeah, what's that?
We got to go on the
I had a slice of the pizza when it was first here. Yeah. On the Friday night.
So you guys brought it down?
Lisa paid for
it. And Matias?
Okay.
Matias?
Where's your bag being, right? Delivery or a drop.
I don't know. I'm picking it up.
Yeah. Some of my stuff is actually
just
part of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For now.
Well, no.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I think all of that stuff
is going to go in the back seat with you. I'll make sure you don't get all these.
You get some hair though.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking that for like donations and stuff, but we've had a box.
No, but you know what? Thanks, though. I mean, I think Linda might be happy.
My grandmother gave those sweet-based cookies, but I did not know where it was.
So Okay. So we're talking the blue pair with the stretchy white elastic.
Who the fuck threw his underwear?
Okay, who